Do you ever call Guy another name beside my husband in speaking of that relationship?
No.
Well, now, older people a long time ago, what other names would they have for their husbands? Maybe instead of my husband, they might say my what?
I don't know, that's a response.
A man would say, if he were wanted to put somebody off, he'd say, I must ask
my wife.
A woman whose husband is dead is a
widow.
And if he just left her, she'd be, you know, or maybe ask for a divorce, she'd be a
grace widow.
The man whose son you are is called your
father.
What did you call your father when you were a little girl?
Papa.
And what did some other children in your community call their fathers?
Well, some say daddy and dad and pa, pappy.
Oh, now let's see. And your papa's wife was called your
mama. A mama. We call her mama.
Your father and mother together are called your
parents.
And your father's father is called your
grandfather.
And are there any more affectionate terms that the children call your grandfather?
I don't know any.
What do Angeline's children call Guy?
Call him Daddy Guy.
Daddy.
And I am Minnie.
Uh-huh.
So that is the derivative from grandmother that John started.
Is that right?
That's right. I started calling myself grandmother to him. I said, I am grandmother, and that's what I'm going to be to my grandchildren. And when it came his turn to speak, he said, Minnie.
So they all say it.
All of them say Minnie.
Well, now, how would you spell Minnie?
Even all the M-I-M-I.
M-I-M-I.
All the children in the community call me Minnie.
And you'll stay Minnie.
That's right.
Along
the
little
Rabbits and the Tatums.
Well.
And all up and down the street know me as Minnie.
Well, do you know any other affectionate terms for grandfather? Any other grandfather besides?
Gramp.
Gramp.
Mm-hmm.
That's widely used, I'm
yeah.
sure. Now, your sons and daughters are called your
children.
And a pet name for a child, you say he's a cute little
kid.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby into and the baby can lie down.
Is, well, there are strollers. And then there are, what are the, carriage, the baby carriage.
Now put the, are there any other kinds, any other names for the baby carriage?
In England it's called a pram.
And when you were riding around in the days of the horse and horse, with wagons pulled by a horse. What did you call one that had a, say, a roof over it?
That was a surrey.
And one that didn't have the roof, but had seats.
It was a buggy.
Well, do you ever know of a baby's carriage that might be called something like that?
Well, they sometimes they're called baby buggies.
They put the baby in the carriage and go out and do what with it?
Stroll.
And you say, I'm going to what the baby?
Going to push the baby.
How would you say your children range in age? Sally is the blank of my children.